Last Sunday was our annual bridging service. We celebrated the accomplishments and the fine character of four high school graduating seniors, boys on their way to becoming men in the world. So what's waiting out there for them? You're clearly in the young man category. What's out there waiting for these new high school graduates, boys turning into men? Is it a good, easy life out there? No. Well, last week, because it was a celebration, we talked about potential, opportunity, all good things wonderful and brilliant laid out for you and your cohorts. I mean, look at you guys. They were all sitting up here, fine-looking young men, weren't they? So they're handsome, they're smart, well-educated, brought up in families who love and support them, and they were raised here among UU values of tolerance and peace, justice and reason. They all have good minds and compassionate souls. And yet, I can't help but wonder what it's going to be like for them to navigate the unsettled waters of the 21st century gender dynamic, the new battle of the sexes, the ever-changing landscape of masculinity and fatherhood. As they enter college this fall, the dust will not have settled with the whirlwind of Elliot Rodgers and the hashtag Yes All Women movement, rape culture, and George Will's wonderful public commentary on sexual assault on college campuses. Susan Faludi is a researcher who writes about gender issues. First, she wrote a book called The Undeclared War Against American Women. And then more recently, she's taken on the challenge of the betrayal of the American man. She speculates that the generation of men born after the Second World War missed out on traditional male mentoring opportunities that would help boys to become men with a vision for serving others, men with a vision for serving the greater good. According to Faludi, the problem is that men have lost, quote, a useful role in public life, a way of earning not only a decent and reliable living, but also appreciation at home and a respectful treatment in the culture. Now, as I talk to a lot of you, a lot of men in the community about their lives, many of them describe to me a similar feeling, like they just don't matter anymore in society. Younger divorced fathers feel like no one values them outside of the check that comes every month. Their experiences with the family courts system have left them feeling like no one sees the value of their fatherhood. No one sees the value of them participating in the lives of their children, as long as those checks come regularly. And many older men are unable to find meaningful work, even though they have years of experience and skills. One man said to me a couple of weeks ago, "I can't get arrested in this town. No one's paying attention to a 55-year-old white guy." I've heard this many times before. One retired UU minister actually commented on a photo that's posted on our UU minister's website. Now, this is a photo of UU ministers processing in some worship service. And the shot just happened to be all women. It just happened to be that. And the retired minister wrote a comment that said, "Where are the men? Where are the men?" Alarmed that something terrible is happening. Now, it would have been very easy to respond to him by reviewing the obvious and very recent history of male domination in the clergy, but it's actually more interesting, I think, and more valuable to seek greater understanding about the emotions that underlie that comment. So in my attempt to seek greater understanding of all of these issues, I've been reading The Good Men Project. The Good Men Project is an online magazine. It's a movement toward defining an enlightened 21st century masculinity. One of their editors, Noah Brand, writes about how men in our society feel that they have to be needed because they can't imagine that they could ever be wanted. I had never thought about that before. He claims that the basic meaning of masculinity in our present culture is to be necessary, to be needed, to be indispensable, to kill the spider, to bring home the bacon, to reach that vase on the top shelf, to protect the vulnerable, to fix the toilet, to fertilize the egg. And if men are no longer needed to do these things, because women are pretty smart and we figured out how to do all of these things, or there are machines now that can do these things, then I can see where some men would feel like there's nothing else for me to do, because men are needed and not desired by our society. I don't know. Do you agree? Does it make sense? Yeah? Some of the men are nodding. Some of the women are, no. If we are not needed, Noah writes, then we are lost and adrift. We have nothing. This is an existential fear on a very deep level. Men who are afraid, lost, and adrift sometimes do terrible, terrible things. Lately, we have been hearing the phrase rape culture more and more. Now, even though this phrase has been around since the 1970s, it does feel like there is a new consciousness rising among both men and women. Rape culture is defined by Marshall University as an environment in which rape is prevalent and in which sexual violence against women is normalized and excused in the media. Rape culture is perpetuated through the use of misogynistic language, the objectification of women's bodies, and the glamorization of sexual violence, thereby creating a society that disregards women's rights and safety. Now, having grown up in the 70s and the 80s, I feel like this description of our society sounds pretty accurate. And it's also frustrating to me that it hasn't changed much in my lifetime. But actually, that's not true. It's not true, is it? Because things have changed, and things are changing, thanks in part to the efforts of enlightened, progressive men. One of those young men is named Zaron Bernard III. He's a journalist living in Los Angeles, California. He tells his brothers, if you are a man, you are part of rape culture. Now, when he wrote that, a lot of people responded very angrily to him and said, no, I'm not. I am absolutely not. But what he was trying to say to them, what he was trying to remind them, was men are the primary agents and sustainers of the rape culture. Because of this, it is the responsibility of good men everywhere to dismantle this culture. And it starts by acknowledging the problem that sexual assault is not a woman's issue. It's not only a woman's issue. It isn't solved by training women in self-defense, teaching her to cover her drink at the bar so someone doesn't slip a roofie in it, giving her a gun or mace or whistle. Men also have to be trained not to objectify women's bodies or glamorize sexual violence. Men need to have open conversations about this. When was the last time, I'm only asking the men right now, when was the last time you had a conversation with another man about sexual violence? Yeah. It's a conversation that nobody wants to have, but if we're not having the conversation, then nothing is going to change. This is a conversation that the men need to have, because believe me, the women are having this conversation. The women are telling each other these stories over and over again, because it's happening to us over and over again. Men need to have open conversations and ask each other how to stop rapes from occurring in the first place and what to do to intervene in the early part of the night when you see things starting to go bad. What do you do? What will you do? How can we dismantle the structures that dismiss sexual assault and change the attitudes that tolerate it? What are we going to do about George Will, a once respected columnist, a brilliant writer, who just shows that he's part of this system? Now, the good news is that a lot of people are having this conversation. In solidarity with the hashtag YesAllWomen campaign, enlightened progressive men everywhere have started their own viral campaign. Hashtag AllMenCan. All men can be masculine without misogyny. All men can be chivalrous without demeaning, and feminist without fear. Equality benefits us all. Women's empowerment is not a threat. All men can understand that a dress is not a yes. Do you all know what that means? A dress is not a yes. It doesn't matter what she was wearing that night. And all men can treat women as equals. This congregation right here is full of good guys. It's full of good men who stand with their sisters and their wives, their professors and their colleagues and their mothers and aunts and their daughters, standing up with them. This congregation, I know, is also full of men who are feeling lost and who have not yet found their way to the path that leads them to a 21st century masculinity. And what I say to you is look around here, because here in this community, you can find mentors and models for male spirituality that is healthy and vibrant, positive and life-affirming. Unitarian Universalist congregations, I believe, they are one of the best places to find good men, good guys. Some of you may remember the name Andrew Schmuckler. He's a Virginian. He pointed out several years ago that for thousands of years, human communities have seen the greatest threat to their survival as coming from the outside. Enemies from other tribes and other nations, lions, tigers, bears. So they made warriors their heroes, and the virtues of a man of power was their ideal of manhood. But now, arguably, the greatest threats are from within. The greater threat is our quest for prosperity. Our greater threat is that our quest for prosperity is damaging the planet. And we need to recover that. And so another another image, an alternative image for men might be that of a good steward, the man to whom care of things is entrusted. More and more men are turning to these ancient images of the good steward, the nurturing father, the green man. Peter Mayer is just one example. He wrote that song that we sang, Blue Boat Home. Listen to any of his other lyrics and you will find his sense of connection to the creative force of the cosmos. Look around here. If you feel lost, there are men sitting next to you and around you, in front of you and behind you, who are good mentors, mentors and models for being one of the good guys. Blessed be. Happy Father's Day.